In the studio is the love of my life, Melissa Clark, New York Times food writer. She's in the studio, and we value companionship much more than a physical relationship. Is that correct?
Well, companionship with food, for
right.
sure.
Right, companionship with fresh carbs, yes.
I'm down with that.
So let's talk about a book title, all right? How to Cook a Wolf. If a wolf was around and it was the only thing you had to eat, you would not want to buy this book. But if right. a wolf was at your door, in the sense that hard times were peering at you through the window in your kitchen as you look in your cupboard and say, what can we cook tonight? What can I afford to cook tonight? In hard times, the brilliant writer M.F.K. Fisher wrote this book in 1942, How to Cook a Wolf. And it's all about making sure that there's adventure in your kitchen, even if there's not a lot of money in the wallet. And Melissa Clark is here to talk about it. And of course, she's brought some cake. How important is this book, Melissa, and what was it like to pick up today as opposed to the 1940s?
Well, the reason I picked it up today is because there is a wolf at all of our doors. You know, we can't afford to go out to eat as much as we have been. And everyone, I think, is wanting to cook at home, whether they know how to cook or whether they're just learning. Everyone is going shopping and they're buying ingredients and trying to figure out what to do with it. And that's what I thought, well, let me see what M.F.K. Fisher had to say about a very similar time. A little background, she wrote this book, like you said, in 1942. It was World War II.
Food rationing,
but she had just come out of the Great Depression. So she had had a very long period of abstinence, but that didn't stop her from enjoying every single thing she put in her mouth. This woman was a sensualist. She loved to eat, and her whole book is how to take something like seaweed or an egg and make it the most delicious thing you've ever had in your life. And I thought, okay, well, we can apply, you know, we can pick and choose and apply this to now, even if we're not, you know, gathering seaweed from the beach and cooking it.
Let me just interject that one thing that I found fascinating was that guy, is it Jamie Oliver, the Naked Chef, the celebrity chef? He was like, oh, it's too late for Americans. Americans have lost the ability to cook, and so they're going to take their dollars and go to get a McDonald's, you know, dollar meal, and they're
and
never going to.
McDonald's sales are up.
And McDonald's sales are up.
Well, okay, you know? I can see that. But I do think that for a great number of people who want to eat healthy food, I mean, that's another thing. People are eating better now. Now that they're not eating out as much, they're actually eating better because they're intimate with their ingredients. They're seeing what they're cooking, so they know what goes into their meals. And I think that's really important. And that's something that M.F.K. Fisher would endorse. She'd say, know your ingredients, embrace them. You know, it's cheaper to buy a whole chicken than cut up chicken parts. And you also have a more, as we're talking about intimacy, a more intimate experience with your meal.
Right.
You're cutting it up and you're completely engaged in the process of cooking.
You know, let's give you a sense of how this is a combination book. It's partly a DIY, a do-it-yourself cooking manual full of recipes, but it's also this sort of literary invitation to go nuts. How to Catch the Wolf is a chapter title. How to Boil Water is a chapter title. How Not to Boil an Egg. How to Rise Up Like New Bread. How to Be Content with a Vegetable Love. Does this stuff work today?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, what she's saying, and all of those titles are great examples, she's saying enjoy the process of cooking and then enjoy the process, the fruits of your labor. And that is the most important
thing. All right, so what's a 21st century Melissa Clark lesson drawn directly from the pages of this book?
Okay, like I was talking about the chicken, right? There are ways to economize. You want to go to the supermarket and you want to buy fresh, whole ingredients. The more whole and fresh your ingredient is, the cheaper it's going to be, right? So don't start with grated cheese. Go and buy a beautiful block of cheese and grate it yourself. You get to know the cheese better, and you're saving money right there. For example, chickpeas, right? If you buy dried chickpeas, they're closer to nature. They're closer to the way they started. Cheaper than canned chickpeas. And even if you buy...
Insanely cheaper.
Insanely cheaper.
Yeah.
But even canned chickpeas are cheap. And you know what? They're cheaper than hummus that you buy in the cabinet. Do you know how long it takes to make hummus? About 3 seconds. You dump the chickpeas into your blender, add lemon juice and tahini and salt, and you are there. So there are all these ways. But, I mean, the point here is go out and cook. This is what I'm trying to tell people is go out and cook. Buy something you've never bought before. Smell it, taste it, and figure out how to use it. And then that brings us to our cake here.
All right,
this is something you have never had before, I promise you.
I'm smelling it. And so this is a puzzle?
This is a puzzle.
This is a reward,
this is a challenge,
a gift
for you.
And a puzzle.
Exactly.
All right, I'm going to take a
MFK,
taste here.
This is what MFK says to bake when you don't have eggs and you don't have butter, but you want to bake a cake.
No eggs, no butter.
No eggs, no butter in that cake.
It smells delicious, great spices.
What's the secret ingredient?
There's a secret ingredient in here?
There's a secret ingredient in that cake, and I want you to tell me what it is. No, it's... You want to know? Or you want people to find out on the
web? Well, I can. There's nuts.
There's nuts,
dates,
figs,
or something. Figs,
raisins.
Yep.
It's delicious.
Raisins.
Tons of spices.
Cake.
I can't
it's a
believe
spice cake
there's
with
no.
A
so there's
ingredient.
No eggs.
No eggs.
Can't believe there's no
butter.
No, there's shortening.
So
But no, sure. Just a little bit. Just a little bit of shortening. But it really
okay, so what's the secret ingredient
you
if it's not
yep.
sawdust?
Tell me, I can't taste
tomato soup? Can of tomato soup?
You are kidding.
That's what
Campbell's
I was
tomato
like, Mary
soup?
Fish,
I was like, there must be pumpkin in here, but it's
that's
the,
what it tastes like, right?
Tomato.
Mary Frances, that's what MFK Fisher was called. She could make the most delicious cake out of a can of tomato soup. And that is why you all need to go out and cook, and you need to buy this book, How to Cook Like a Wolf.
And keep the wolf away from your door with this book and with the advice of Melissa Clark, New York Times food writer.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.